Five, four, three, two, one, sink.
Sink.
Sink. Hello, everybody, and welcome to TTV, episode 230.
Why are you yelling
Mardi
at
Gras!
Me?
Hello.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Let the
Mardis hit the Gras.
Let the Mardis hit the.
Say your name.
Help me, Messer.
Sorry, were you planning on having a normal intro? That's a
yes. Yes, we were.
Someone.
Oh, you're one to talk, Fweffy. You started talking as he was introducing us.
I said hello, like a genuinely
nice person. That does not negate my point.
No, she did say hello.
I'm Messo, that's Var, that's Elja, that's Finn.
Man, Messo, you're pulling from the you're pulling from the Kahi school of introductions here, huh?
I guess.
There we go.
Hey guys, I'm Var.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
Are you?
I'm kidding, I'm just
Ben.
Jonathan.
I'm Fweffy.
I'm Purple.
And I'm Tenebrae Invictus.
And once again, TTV 230. Let's do this.
What the heck?
Notice how
you said Kahi instead of John.
I know. I said I'm kidding, but Ven talked over me.
Oh, yeah. Notice how that. It was me that actually got everybody to say their names.
Man.
One of us is better than the other. That's for sure.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
Yeah, that person who's better than the ever should totally lead this
it's
company.
Me. Sorry, guys. I'm just glowing with superiority.
You're just
right
too
now.
Suave.
Too suave.
Disgusting.
How's everybody
here
doing this fine Saturday, almost afternoon?
Not too bad.
I'm tired. I gotta wake up with some tea.
Hi, tired.
Do it.
Wake up with TTV.
Quite right.
Okay.
That is some delicious tea.
TV.
Wow, Purple. This is how you're going to make your thrill from podcast return. This is what you're going to do on your welcome back podcast.
Hey, I liked it. I thought it was funny.
All the prodigal sons are back.
We have pretty much
mostly prodigal
here.
Daughters, really.
We at least have everyone here from the Brick Fair trip, and we would have had Takuma, but he decided to bow out, so it wasn't that complicated an episode. So a moment of silence for our fallen friend.
Anyway, so...
give us millisecond of respect. So anyways.
Even though Van was on last week, we've got Fweffy, Purple, and Vin all back on the podcast in a regular
all season. At the same
just when you thought they were dead. Just when you hoped they were dead.
Additionally,
that's supposed to mean Var.
We resurrected them.
I mean, I think the meaning behind that was fairly obvious, but if you'd like me to spell it out for you.
So they could be here.
Additionally, in lighter
so
news,
this bear.
Our teeth pulling business is doing very well, because that's what it
took
to get them here.
Did you finally pull out your own teeth?
I did. I'm a real boy now.
Did you give him to the tooth fairy?
What?
Okay.
Yeah, you guys remember the story of Pinocchio and the kid who pulled out his own teeth?
Harry Potter and the kid who pulled out his own teeth.
Did he come across a circus act or did he come across a dentist? What the heck?
Why not both?
No, the tooth fairy just socked him in the jaw.
Raw from the jaw.
The tooth fairy rolled in. No. Just imagine, like, the tooth fairy's job to get as much teeth as possible, so they have to, like, beat people up and, like, steal their teeth.
She was running broke that day, so she came up to LJ, like, hey, give me your lunch teeth.
Yeah.
A lunch, dude.
You ain't gonna be eating no lunch.
Here's some money.
You owe me some teeth.
No lunch now.
You're gonna pay.
Otherwise, you know, it'll kind of hurt
because
you don't got teeth.
This week's podcast, I'd like to give a special shout out to our two sponsors at patreon.com/ the TTV channel and the TTV message boards at board.ttvchannel.com. Something weird's going on with the boards. Do we want to talk about that at all?
We had an update. It was, was an update. We kind of knew it was coming, but we don't have a solution.
Can we go back?
We didn't have. Obviously, we couldn't experiment with the update once we got it. So
we reverted.
We can't, and we shouldn't, because there's a lot of great stuff in this update. The best thing that happened is that we now kind of have an app.
We have a mobile app now.
To the official Discord, or Discourse app. I'm sorry. And you can add the board so that you can actually like scroll on mobile. You receive notifications on your phone. I know a lot of people have been asking for this feature.
A lot of people have been wanting this, and a lot of people have been wanting mobile to work at all. So this is actually a really cool feature.
This is really cool. The only thing now is that like the categories.
Yeah. Meanwhile, our board's got screwed over.
I mean, we can like we're working on getting them back. It should be.
I mean, we can still feature the latest hot topics. And
there have been other sites who have promised that same thing before. Kahi, we need that.
Yep.
One podcast, one update, a world full of heck. Only one man can solve the job.
J. Michael Vincent.
Solve the job.
Only one man.
Only
the job.
One person can save the day. Hey, LJ.
Oh my god!
Just head over to the App Store. Go get that Discourse app. It's Discourse, not Discord. Discord's a whole other different thing.
And then proceed to have a discourse with us about like, well, I botched my sentence.
I don't know what that was.
With us if you want the hot topics back.
No, it's not that bad. Anyway. Click on that Discourse app, then you just type in our URL, board.ttbchannel.com, and you click enter, and then you can log in, and you can use our Discourse app, and you get, like, notifications and everything. It's really cool.
Hey, LJ, where can I see the latest hot topics?
I don't know. Go find the nearest
in
gulag and stay there.
In the deep web.
There, Meso. Now the hot topics are being shown on the front page. Get out of here.
Really? Are they? Oh my goodness.
No.
Really?
Not a slideshow.
No, it was like that before, though. I changed it because I didn't like how that looked.
That looks better than it just being the categories.
That it does, though. I thought like going back to the categories would bring it back to the original style. it's not. One thing I do wish we could customize is just how far it goes on, like, from one thing to the other. Like, I feel there's too much empty white space on the right side.
Could customize your face to make it look better.
I'm pretty sure we can customize that, Kai.
Savage.
Nah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping we can do that and bring back the hot topics.
Yeah, we'll have to play around with it a little bit more. I always hate it when the boards get an update, because we always have to change the CSS to fix what we want to look like again. Every time.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Well, you might not be able to see Hot Topics anymore for the moment, but that's not all bad.
Hey, just because you can't see
them
event doesn't mean it's not there. You must believe.
Indeed. We should keep a personal tally. Remember when we introduced the Hot Topics bar, the slideshow and the images, and everybody hated it and tried to like start up like petitions to get us to remove it? We should take a note, a tally of all the people that are upset by it not being there anymore.
It was one of the best decisions we made, honestly, like getting that Hot Topics
I almost guarantee you it'll be the same people that didn't want it that are going to be complaining that it's gone now.
Of course.
So many people were like, oh no, it's just going to be empty stuff, there's not going to be images or whatever on it. And guess what there were? It's always images.
It's literally always images.
It's very
lo and behold, we knew what we were doing.
Yeah, who could have figured?
Surprise.
Well, we've currently got a message boards contest running on the boards. LJ, would you care to give some explanations into that?
I would.
Okay, no, do it.
Okay, so yeah, we have another mock contest going on. We put a video up for it about, I don't know, 3 days ago. It is mock contest numero dos, and it's Brickonicle. The goal of the contest, per our discussions on this podcast, is to make a system Bionicle set. What you think one would look like. There are a few guidelines you have to follow, but generally speaking, it's a very loose contest. LDD is allowed. Custom and or painted parts are allowed. A whole bunch of different things. And you just need to have a piece count and a price count and a name and at least a few images.
You're basically designing a set, like how you would sell a set.
Yeah. We want to see whether or not it is feasible to have Bionicle as a system theme. However, one caveat, and that is while locations and vehicles do not have to be, we do require that characters must be canon from either of the two generations.
It gives it a firm grounding as far as what Bionicle actually
what
is.
If I want to put my 2007 DeviantArt OC in it?
Yeah.
Then that, what about that my just OC, sucks some burritos.
Can I at least include what my Golly X Tatu OC?
Well, see, the great thing, reason why LJ doesn't care is that you can just include Canon Leo Amada from 2001, and it's basically just him.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pretty much. But the reason I decided not to allow non-canon characters is because we had not gotten into that discussion yet. We have only been talking about canon characters from either generation, so I didn't want to allow that right away.
So I can't put in Good Guy 08?
You can.
Actually, that's a great point.
I think you can. I would say you can, because he's an actual set that got released. Like, if you want to translate that set into a thing,
so
I would
I
say so.
So if I wanted to put all
I
the
think,
good guys
good luck translating that
sets.
Set, though.
Yeah, yeah, good guys. The good guys are
just put it.
Trash.
Just take a normal minifigure, put it in the oven.
But no, I would recommend just sticking to the canon stuff. But that's the reason I made it that way, because we hadn't talked about additional characters.
Indeed, that makes sense to me.
Well, yeah. once we're in the position where we're talking about our own Bionicle G3 thing, I would love to see people make sets based around this pitch.
Yeah,
eventually, but.
But
as of right now,
go,
yeah, I want to see how viable it is. We'll have a contest. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, it's right. Really good. We're getting some entries. We're starting to get some, and they're looking great.
I'm loving them.
There are prizes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay. You're going to get into the prizes.
Yeah, I was going to get into the prizes. So there are going to be three places, top three. Third place will get a shout-out on this podcast, including discussion on the entry. Second place will get a contest winner badge, plus what third place gets. In first place, we'll get a current LEGO set worth at least $40, plus what the other two places get. However, caveat again, unfortunately, we cannot offer the first place prize of the set to anyone outside of North America. I know it sucks. We do apologize, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
We do understand some people are upset about that, but we...
Because that's the way the cookie crumbles.
I'm resisting the urge to comment about some of these sets to preserve the integrity of the third place prize, but thank man, you. Am I loving some sets.
Yeah, here. No, they're looking really good. They're starting to shape up.
Particularly this latest one, Purple Post.
Yes, I was
patiently waiting for, like, a Tarak set, because I really want to see Tarak as a system thing.
Nice.
Yeah, the deadline is February 5th. And
right,
I posted this topic about a week ago, so you got a month.
Get cracking. If you don't have the pieces, remember you can use LDD.
So. That is right. And custom parts, 3D printed, cutting them, painting them, all allowed.
Indeed. Go nuts.
Very lenient.
All right. Well,
yay.
Before we resume our trek into the world of System Bionicle, I would like to take a brief moment aside. We gotta talk about Bionicle G1. Because Greg Farshtey's been busy over the last week and a half, week or so. He's been doing things left and right. The most interesting thing to me personally was we got a little bit of info that we had mentioned a couple weeks ago on the Earth Tribe, this mysterious, thought to be non-canon Barra Magna tribe that was gonna be in the fifth movie, but wasn't because obviously the fifth movie never came out. And Greg revealed some backstory for them. Basically, I didn't expect it to be interesting at all. And, you know, there's still a level of, you know, it's just Barra Magna, so really, what does it matter? But I actually do think this was cool. Basically, the Earth Tribe was aware that the Protodermis was in Spherus Magna before the war even started. And they kind of kept it to themselves and started manipulating people to go to war with each other. Their hopes were that everybody would kind of take each other out so they could swoop in and claim the energized Protodermis, but it obviously backfired because the planet shattered into many pieces. And what it told me mainly was that it would have been really interesting to see the Core War in the story instead of just hearing about it, because it actually had ties to, like, old Bionicle with the Protodermis and stuff. It kind of made Barra Magna feel much less unconnected, but the fact that we only got it through, like, flashbacks or whatever.
Yeah, I loved reading about it. Like, he has a really cool idea and concept, and it makes sense that another tribe, the Earth Tribe, would know about the energized Protodermis beforehand, because they're underground, and it came up from the underground.
Yeah.
So it was great. It was very insightful, very interesting. It's unfortunate that it happened now.
Totally. And then what happened afterwards is when the Shattering... before the Shattering, Smogorian had started comparing notes and realized the Earth Tribe had been promoting this conflict while staying unbloodied by it. After the disaster, accepted wisdom became that the Earth Element Lord and Agori were responsible for what had happened, and so no one wanted anything to do with them anymore. They were effectively banished from society, which is a very nice retroactive explanation for why they weren't mentioned in the story.
Another very interesting fact, at least from what I can tell, the Earth Element Lord of Earth is actually the first female Element Lord that we are aware of.
Yep.
According to Greg.
Inspiration from Korga.
Yeah. I was like, what if the Protectors became the...
Oh my gosh.
Became the Element Lords. Or vice versa, maybe the Element Lords became... No. What if they eventually would become the Element Lords? Because the Protectors would have to unite with the creatures. But then they sent the Toa back in time, so the Toa united with the creatures instead.
That sounds rather interesting, but I'd be down. Yeah, I'm not opposed. Anyway.
It's Mask like, of Time, baby!
It's not something that's going to interest a lot of people, because, you know, it's G1 story, and then it's also Barra Magna, but I found it a cool little addition to the Bionicle mythos.
So,
the more controversial one, however, yeah, the second one that people actually do care about is that Perdita's one.
You scared the crap out of me.
All right,
the
controversial
one.
No one really cares about it, so the more controversial one.
Do I need to set my mic settings down or something? Because I don't think I'm being
No, you're good. It was just very sudden.
Okay. Just turn your voice down.
You know, Perdita's Perdita's is a Velika agent, basically. The Thornadus.
Alright, we need to talk about a problem here.
It's also a Denmark agent.
You noticeably have a problem with...
Spoilers! What the heck?
You notably have an issue with this, Elgis, so what's your beef?
Okay, my beef is not that this happened.
Where's the beef?
Okay. So, the guy who inquired with Greg regarding this would later go ahead and make a comment on one of our videos. And the way he went about it was essentially that we should be grateful that this had happened. And that we should be happy that Perdita was somehow canonized to be a Velika agent, because that somehow makes him relevant to something. And this is an issue that people have had in the community prior. They wanna get a piece of the pie. They wanna get their name listed on a BSO1 article.
It's okay. Perdita is relevant to my parts collection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people will go ahead and they'll ask Greg something to canonize X, Y, or Z. He will do it. And then they will go parading around as though they've given us a great service. And there was an issue like this, a few years back, where someone was trying to get all the different weapons that the Toa Manga used canon.
Yeah. Then there's this one time where this one kid was trying to get Mangosteen canonized in the Bionicle universe. It's like, really? Ouch. Really?
Wait, did you really?
It's a long story. But anyway,
I was not wrong.
But the problem is, people, they'll go in and they'll try and get some really strange, trivial thing, like Perdita's as a Velika agent? Really?
But the thing is that's a little bit different to, like, having a weapon name canonized. That doesn't really matter. Like, in the grand scheme of things, it's like, oh yeah, this weapon's called this. It's like, unless the weapon was going to be brought back into the story. But, like, having, like, a part of the storyline, like, post-Bionicle, having, like, a random character as an agent with no foreshadowing whatsoever, it kind of... I'm just nitpicking here, but...
I do see where she's coming from, in the sense that, like, with the tool, like, that literally does nothing. With this, you can actually, like, write a story about Perdita's being a Velika agent, and then have that, like, tie into something. Like, that could be an inspiration for someone. Yes. I don't think that necessarily that the...
I don't have an issue with the canonization. Looking back on it, it actually makes a lot of sense for the small character insight we'd gotten. My issue is the attitude surrounding...
Yeah, no,
this
canonization.
Like,
mm-hmm. What we've got to keep in mind, nobody in TTV feels this way. I don't think we've all managed to kind of successfully disengage ourselves and move on a little bit. But there are still those people that they will not let G1 go. It ended. Greg can't write it anymore. He said as much like 2 days ago. He said even now, he still could not write the Bionicle story.
I don't blame
because
him.
Even
G1
though there's
good.
No story team, it still has to be approved by LEGO before he could write anything about it because it's their IP. And he is the writer. So the story's still like just gone, and people were desperate to see it continue in some form. Even by trivial canonizations of everything, they consider it a good thing, a great thing even, to make things canon, because that means the story's being built upon. We get some weapon names, that's new Bionicle content. Valeek is a great being, that's new Bionicle content. Perdidas, an agent, it's new, it's fun, it's fresh, it's varied. I don't think that way. I think there's a point where it's time to leave well enough alone. I don't have an issue with Valeeka. I actually like Valeeka. I'm talking bigger picture. I don't think that way at all. But there's a large subset of people. It's not that they're overconfident. It's not that they're cocky. I wouldn't necessarily say it's because they want some glory for themselves. Man. It's because in their mind, that's the only way the Bionicle can be continued, and people should be thankful for it because it's continuing Bionicle.
It's not even so much beating around a dead horse. You guys are like poking it with a stick until some blood pours out or something.
Basically.
Like,
oh, God.
Yeah,
getting a little bit, getting a little too much in there, man.
I do like the Earth Tribe.
It's only just like happening. It's like it's not the actual story. It's not continuing. It's just the fans trying to like get like information out of Greg, and it's just trickling out are just such a pathetic kind of... It's just like, just let it leave Greg alone.
Well,
okay?
Listen, it's because of the community,
like,
they're unsure what they want. We like Bionicle, but we don't want to continue G1 with those trivial things. Other people like Bionicle, and they do. But everybody likes Greg Farshtey. Everybody likes Greg answering questions. But this
sounds
is
like
the
name of a sitcom.
Canonizing.
Everybody loves Greg.
Everybody loves Greg, yeah.
What everybody
needs to understand, Greg, the commenters and us included, though, is that this is Greg's only way of doing Bionicle, is canonizing these trivial things and, like, answering questions.
But it's
this
not
the
good
only
for
thing
the
he can
overall
do.
G1 story, though. It looks... franchises right. that are continued on and on to the point where it's like there's nothing left to really talk about. It's just like I'm personally against that. It's draining
well.
Like everything interesting about Bionicle, the mystery.
The thing that I really do like about what I like most about Greg's answers is stuff like the Earth Tribe. I feel like the Earth Tribe is a really great the snippet that he gave. That's a really great thing. You know, like, I feel like that is conductive to more fan fiction. That is conductive to creative stuff. It's a cool fact, about the, you know, the older G1 universe. I really like that kind of thing, basically, whenever he does this. So, there is a level to where I'm, like, canonizing the trivial things. I'm not against. I don't mind it, you know, to be honest. People value it. I don't value what the name of a weapon is. So I'm like, if they want to do it, that's okay. It doesn't bother me. I guess they can have their fun. But at the same time, I get what LJ's saying. There's these people that are kind of uppity about, like, hey, I did this great service to the Bionicle canon, and therefore, you're welcome, guys. It's like, all right, well, I mean, you know, sure, go for that. This stuff, though, the Earth Tribe is something that, like, I feel that I wouldn't mind getting more of when it comes to like older G1 content, or if Greg was to expound on what was going to happen in the original 3 years past 2009. Like, I wouldn't mind that either. I think that's a cool look into how Bionicle worked and, like, you know, all that stuff. So, like, it's not to say that, like, the Greg answering questions or Greg canonizing stuff has no purpose in the fandom. It definitely does, and there's definitely stuff that comes out of it. I think it's like the idea of, like, what we consider news and what we consider notable. There's a lot of stuff that goes on that's canonized that we don't consider notable because a lot of people do. And that's the thing that really gets us, I feel, at the root of this, is that, like, some people are overvaluing to us their contributions to the to the community, to canon, by asking Greg stuff and some stuff.
It's also the kind of thing where so long as Greg is around, we can't really get irritated at what people try to canonize, because that's all Greg
can
do.
I can get very irritated. If any of you sorry measles end up canonizing any of these good guys, we'll have a massive problem.
Well, it's basic cause and effect. Everybody's trying... So long as there's somebody to canonize things, people are trying to get stuff canonized. So long as Greg exists, people will campaign to get Good Guy canonized. And people are still doing it right now. And so long as Greg
getting
exists,
promptly
people...
shot down.
Right, you did put... So. You did have Perdidas in... You did review Perdidas, right?
No, I completely forgot him.
He was in the Thornada. He was a Pac-Man.
Oh, okay. I don't remember where he was in. 2009 is just a blur to me.
Well, Perdidas never showed up in any canon material, so, you know.
Yeah.
So
Perdidas being a Velika agent has about as much value as Velika being a great being, which is either a lot or none at all, depending on how you perceive it. I'm in the none at all.
Depending on who you are.
Supplemental.
I do agree with Kahi about the Earth tribe for sure, because it's a canonization, but it's not like a specific thing. It's like it keeps that kind of like that air of like curiosity. It's just like, oh, what's the Earth tribe? Who's in the Earth tribe? What did the Earth tribe do? And it's kind of interesting. Like, that's something that I kind of personally like when something's canonized. Right. I mean, honestly, I don't really care, like, that the other stuff was canonized, because it's not gonna amount to anything in the story. Like, for example, the weapon name. But it just... I feel like it's kind of wasting Greg's time a little bit. But that's just my
Greg,
opinion.
Do you like pizza?
Nothing is wasting that. I mean, that's probably the worst one.
It's a cannon.
I don't know.
It's
Greg
like, if you
want to
name
really...
a weapon, then sure. Like,
he does really like this. He does really like answering questions.
Obviously, you have to like it to some degree if you're going to still be doing it for this long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know about you guys. That was one of the things that I originally joined BZ Power for, was asking Gorg questions about cannon.
Asking Gorg?
Right. I was certainly one of the big things that I participated in. I asked him a lot of stupid questions that he always shot down.
Oh yeah, I asked him a lot of fandom, like fangirl questions about that turn and the Paraka and everything.
I remember I kept trying to pose like theories to him, like dumb theories that had no bearing on anything.
Hey Greg, do you like pizza? And does that turn like pizza?
You guys.
The story is his garden.
Oh, ask Gorg.
Alright, so we're done with this Greg discussion.
Ask Gorg. That's perfect.
Anyway, so, moral of the story is thank you, Greg.
thank you, Gorg.
So before we move on into the remainder of our podcast, I want to talk for a second about our Patreon, which I'm going to do in the middle of the show instead of at the end of the show.
Nice job.
Patreon.com/TGV channel. It's a fun place to be. We got a lot of cool perks over there. I urge you to check it out if you wish to support our content. And much like every week, I'd like to give a shout out to one random person from our Patreon. Let's see who's up this week. We have got Rufty Tufty. Who pledges $10?
Tough Toys?
No, not Tough Toys. It's Tufty. But anyway,
Humpty Dumpty.
Thank you very much, Rufty Tufty, for your Patreon support. And all of you as well. You're all awesome people. Anyway.
Okay.
We need to make, we need to go fast, basically. Gotta go fast, because we got, like, half an hour left. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about in the realm
of
our G3 talk.
I think we need to just immediately jump to the poll, Missa.
Gotta go fat.
Well, I mean, it all rolls together. It's
of course.
Big thing. A quick status update for any who have been following our G3 discussions. Here's where we're at. Last week, we spoke about Bionicle as a system theme, and we broke down its possibilities, what it could realistically be, some inspiration it could take, etc. How could Bionicle be translated into a May figure-based theme? Well, that was the question. And we spoke about it and we had some discussions last week, and then Kahi made a poll about, like, alright, so for the purpose of planning this Bionicle reboot, what would you say is the core of Bionicle? What's the most important aspect?
And the heroes.
It's in a sense to gauge, basically, like, you know, the set, story, world building, etc., etc. If what is the most important thing about Bionicle? Because there were a lot of people saying if the construction sets are gone, they're the core. You know.
Heroes to the core.
Heroes
good
to the core,
evil.
Basically. Construction is Bionicle's core. Some disagree. Many disagree.
Construction is Bionicle's Gorg.
What would you say the results of this poll have been? guys? How's it been going? Well, okay.
The results of the poll have been that out of all the four options, that world building is the has by and large the most popular option. 59% of voters said that they felt the world building atmosphere is the core biological. Others below that is sets, very closely. It's followed by story and plot, 18% and 17% respectively. 6% said the characters.
But Kahi, the poll sucks.
So I'm going to go on a rant here about because people don't. Apparently, no
people
one
don't
knows.
No, people don't agree with go. What I want.
This is, all right, listen. Apparently, people don't know what the core means. People like have no idea what the core of something is because they're not arguing about like what is the core bionicle or even if like you know what things work. They're saying there shouldn't be a core bionicle or that the core bionicle is a combination of all these four things: world building, story, characters. Here's the thing.
I deny.
If you have a combination of all the elements of Bionicle, you don't have the core of Bionicle.
It's
you
illegal.
Just have freaking Bionicle. That's what you got. That's the problem.
Elements
it's
are
like
illegal.
People are like, they're like, well, you can't just say Worldbuilding is the core of Bionicle. The story and characters are important too. That's what makes it Bionicle. It's mixing all the stuff together. That's not the core of something.
No.
And people kept like, they kept saying these things that were like, I guess in their head were like kind of like these profound like this is why it can't work, like these unanswerable questions. Like one guy was like, it's like, well, that's like saying, you know, like that's like saying that like what ingredient defines a cake? or like
but
what
you
organ,
gotta have
what
lots
organ
of,
keeps
gotta
us alive?
You got to have more flour than egg in a cake.
Flour would define the cake.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to have more flour than egg, otherwise it's not going to be a cake, is it?
It's not even that. I think, I mean, look at this. If you're making a chocolate cake, right, what's the core ingredient of that cake?
Eggs.
It's freaking chocolate. That's it. You make apple pie. What's the core ingredient of apple? It's the apple.
Pie.
So it's like that's the core. And I'm not saying that the pie part isn't important. I'm saying that like if you don't have apples in your apple pie, you don't have apple pie. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you throw into it to substitute. If you throw a neverfruit in, you're gonna have, you know, blueberry pie. It's like that's the freaking core of the thing. People aren't getting this. Some people are like, everyone's like, oh yeah, like what, you know what. What is the core of you? Like, what organ's the core of you? Like, you can't answer that. It's the brain. That's what it is.
But you can replace the brain.
Someone legitimately said, well, that's not true because you can replace the brain. I would love to know when that's possible. If there's been some scientific breakthrough, you can substitute your brain.
My brain was replaced.
Oh my god, it's just NP. Oh man, they're like, and someone was also like, all right, well, can you say, like, you know, like, you can't just say what's the core of these other franchises, like Lord of the Rings, it's world building, or like Star Wars, it's story, or Harry Potter, it's the characters.
The characters, for sure.
it's like the thing is, like, they people keep saying things as if it like counteracts my argument, and I'm like, what? You can, though. It's like, that's not hard.
Yeah.
The Lord of the Rings is all about world building. Without world building, Lord of the Rings is just kind of it's a grand story, but the world building is what makes Lord of the Rings. You know, Star Wars,
it's only grand because of the story, because the story is taking you around the world, so it's the world
right.
building.
Without the world building, Lord of the Rings is just not,
also
as opposed to Harry Potter, without the characters, the story of Harry Potter is, the plot is very, I mean, it's very good. It's a huge part of that franchise. And I think that's a part, like, people are saying, well, I guess by what they're thinking is the world building is only going to be the thing that's there. A lot of people are saying that, oh, I don't know how you can have a G3 if you're only going to focus on world building.
That's not what
no,
it means.
No, we're not going to only focus. That's not what it means. That's not like people are not getting what the core means. Or, like, I guess they just have I don't even know what they're thinking, I guess, when they say what is the core of Bionicle.
It's because of panic.
It also depends.
Anyhow. That's what it is. You go.
It also depends on the product. Like, if it's a toy line, you kind of want to invest in the actual toy instead of, like, the story.
Right.
You can't, like, have, like, less time spent on the toy and say, oh, it's worth buying this toy because of the story, because that's not the main product.
Totally.
Whereas Harry Potter is a book. So you have to have a good world and story, otherwise people aren't going to buy it. That's the whole,
well, I mean,
whole point.
See, now, here's the thing. You can debate. It's a subjective thing as to what the core is. Some people will say, well, I really like the world building of Harry Potter. I like the wizarding world more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And that is a subjective thing, and you can talk about that. But the idea that there can't be a core, or that the core is a mix of the elements, that's stupid. Because if you have a mix of all the elements, you have the final product. That's not right. The core of anything.
There's always something that will stick out more to one person than another.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, totally. And that's why I wanted to find out.
Like, personally, my core to Bionicle would always be the sets, because the sets is what got me into the line in the first place. Some right, people exactly. didn't care about the line until they got into the story, so they'll probably say, oh, no, the story is the core of Bionicle. But either way, you know, there is a core. There is something right. that was truly special
totally
to
right.
people.
Yeah.
And it is, same as Ben, like, I also voted sets.
Sometimes.
It's definitely subjective, but like the point is that there is a core to begin with.
Yeah. There is something that Gorg has provided for all of us to remember Bionicle by.
Sometimes it varies between people. Like you just said, LJ said that the sets were what he found, like, kept him in the line. And for me personally, it was a mix of both. It was the story and the sets. But people can vary depending on what they're interested in. And mm-hmm. yeah, I'm interested in design and story, so I'm gonna like the design of sets and the story.
Yeah,
that people are different.
Yeah. Well, the reason people are viewing that, it's two things why they're thinking that way. It's because number one, they're panicking,
and two, they're dumb.
No,
I'm
no
just
this
kidding.
Is like this poll is how GGV is gonna try to like get out of making stuff, and they're like, oh, by which I mean in G3, like, if world building is the core, then they can push through the system agenda that not everybody agrees with. Like, I know just, like, several of the members in that topic who expressed the thought that, like, there is no core are also the people who are vehemently against System Bionicle. So it's more of a reluctance to accept change, I would say, than an outright refusal of logic. They're trying to, like, say, like,
I mean, I would say it's both. I would say the concept of a core is pretty evident, self-evident, and the idea that like there can't like they're trying to argue that Bionicle is more than just a core, which no one is saying isn't true.
Yeah, Bionicle is a very unique.
They're saying that there can't be a core because Bionicle has so many parts, which isn't true. There's very definitely a core to all these franchises. And what it is, again, is subjective. I don't think the sets are important to Bionicle at all. I think Bionicle could easily become a movie franchise or a television franchise. No more sets. And still be Bionicle.
Yep.
That being said, I don't think if they rebooted Bionicle without any world building, it doesn't really feel like Bionicle, does it?
No.
And G2? I will disagree. I think, of course, because it's subjective, I think the sets are where it's at. That's why I have them all. And because those are what were important to me.
Totally
the story
true.
Came very immediately after.
That's a valid way of looking at it. For the record,
right, like,
I voted
I mean,
world
like,
building because like when I think core, I may have a different opinion than you do, okay? Because I'm not thinking of like the central thing to the franchise. I'm thinking more in terms of what did this franchise do that sets it apart from other things like it? Is kind
that's,
of
I mean
like,
that's exactly what I'm
slightly
getting at,
different
basically.
Ways of wording.
It's like
it's like if you take a look at Bionicle and you break it down into the four categories you have there, there maybe could have been like one or two more categories like music and art design, but I understand like
no.
The four categories you have there have been other Lego construction themes, there have been other science fiction stories similar to Bionicle, and the characters in Bionicle are nothing really special. The one thing that Bionicle has that nothing else has had is the tribal world juxtaposed against technology. With the different motifs and the art designs and the whole world building style, and that's why I voted world building. Yes, the sets are wonderful.
Right.
The sets, I love them to death. But you know, they're just there's been Hero Factory and Chima and stuff like Bionicle.
Well,
had the
well,
gear,
well I'll say this basically.
That's all.
I will say this when it comes to the sets, K2SO is a construction robot. Right?
Yes.
No one's really looking at the Star Wars Contraction sets and being like, these are what's continuing Bionicle. This is what's keeping Bionicle
indeed.
Alive. Because the sets, I mean, I believe that the sets, what you're thinking, LJ, is, well, it had the brand name Bionicle, so therefore it was Bionicle. Which, yep, I mean,
that's,
okay,
that's
sure.
How I look at it.
Right, but like the brand name, I feel like the reason why we have such a pushback to G2 is because it had great sets. And yet, it's almost universally kind of like seen as being inferior by most of the fans because it didn't have the core Bionicle, which was the world and world building and atmosphere. And we talk about this all the time. That's why we're doing this thing now. We talk about the art book. It's like Bionicle came back technically, but it was missing what made the line great. Even though we all agree that sets are phenomenal.
Some of the best,
you know, especially like the 2015 reign. Some of the best we've ever gotten in Bionicle, and yet this wave is still seen as a disappointment. G2 still seen as a disappointment.
Then that is perfectly well and true. However, I must stress that we all have varying degrees of dislike and enjoyment regarding
G2. True.
Because I actually did really have a good time with Generation 2. Is it as good as Generation 1? No, and your arguments do stand as to why that might be. But of course, I still enjoyed it to a great amount, and that's why I got the sets.
That's totally true. It's a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an interesting question to pose, because, like, in terms of System Bionicle, with this poll, would you say that, because I know you're in support of System Bionicle, but how does that factor in if the sets are your core?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Everybody who voted that, mainly you and Vin. And a question to the fan base, maybe also. Like, how does
it's
it factor
perfectly
in?
Fine. Because while I did not get a whole lot of the System Bionicle sets, I did get two. I got the Vizorak Battering Ram and the Praka Stronghold. And for many years...
Dude, those are the only two I ever got, too.
Nice! For many, wow. many, many years, the Praka Stronghold stood as my favorite system set ever.
Hooray!
It was
really
so
that thing was a piece of crap.
Well, we had a nice thing going, Vin, but I enjoyed it. Nice. I loved it. I had so much fun with it. I think that if Bionicle were a system theme, I would enjoy it just as much as Construction.
Do you feel
I totally agree. I'm like in your camp, but I think that's very different than the majority of people. I would have to hazard a guess who are voting on the set option. Because what they're probably thinking is Construction is the most important thing to Bionicle, which isn't necessarily true.
I don't agree with that, people. But...
Yeah, yeah, I don't believe that ever.
It's an interesting problem.
Okay, there is a stupid rumor that had no basis going around.
A rumor?
About Disney buying Bionicle.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the dumbest things I've seen in a long time. But let's assume for one second, let's assume that it was true.
Come on, it hasn't been disproven yet that Chinese New Year is until the 28th.
It's fair. It's not going to happen.
we don't know. Maybe it's to celebrate the whatever anniversary of Mulan. They're getting.
Yeah, who knows?
Right. Anyhow, to be fair, if it did happen, Disney buys the rights to Bionicle. Like, it comes over press release saying that Disney Studios has elected to buy the Bionicle franchise, the rights to Bionicle IP. We will not be doing any more sets in the future. However, they will be launching a new cinematic universe coming in 2020, 2019, whatever. Are you guys now like, this is no longer Bionicle? Or even if LEGO themselves does a movie under the LEGO line with Warner Brothers, you know how they're doing the LEGO movies now. If they did a Bionicle movie and for whatever inexplicable reason did not release sets with it, would you say like this is countercore to everything that is Bionicle? Or would you be... Because like, I would be on board to just see a movie. Because for me, the world building is like what makes Bionicle unique. You know, seeing that world, seeing that stuff come together. I feel like Bionicle has always been kind of the potential to be something really great, and we've seen that kind of squandered again and again so many years. So if that was done right, to me, that would be more Bionicle than anything than if we got sets and a mediocre story, mediocre world building. Or if we got, a good story, but like little to no world building. For me, it's the world building that is the core of Bionicle. And so I'm kind of wondering what you guys think. Would that be like completely foreign to you? Would you be like, that's not my Bionicle? #?
Wow.
No, I wouldn't.
I certainly wouldn't.
Because I wouldn't be a wimp about it, but I mean...
Yeah, I I'd be very open to, like, them trying out new things with Bionicle.
Me too.
Like, yeah.
Well, admittedly, for me,
yeah.
It's nice.
I thought you were going to go farther with that.
Yeah. No, I was trying to think of more things to say, but...
For all the flack I give, because, like,
okay,
despite me saying that the world building is the core, I like the sets a lot. They've always been what keeps me anchored.
Sure.
Like,
no, totally.
The sets. I feel like I've... What's the word? LEGO has met their good set quota with G2. For all the flack I give G2 all the time, they produce some stellar sets. If they never made another Bionicle set again, I could just look at this, like, this is my set collection and be like, you know what, this is pretty good. It's hard to see going up from here, honestly. Like, I could, they could just tell the story in whatever way they would, and I would accept it, even though it would feel weird to have Bionicle with no sets. I won't deny that. But it could work well.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm worried about, is that the obviously Jeez. They'll be using minifigs. So I'm a bit worried that the interest in design would be lost there. But
yeah,
at the same time, I'm still up for new ideas, so...
Yeah, like, I'd be too curious to be upset about anything right away. Yeah.
Totally right.
All right. Well, good to hear you.
The other follow-up, I would say, to this, while we have been on the subject of minifigures, we had the discussions last week. We took away a notable number of things, namely, Bionicle could work as a system theme, it could have playsets, it could have some vehicles, mechs are a possibility. We had talked about whether, like, humans could work in Bionicle, and overwhelmingly, people in the comments seemed to think no.
I agree.
But I think no as well.
I'm down. But overwhelming majority is like posted.
I'm not opposed.
I'm curious.
I am curious if they decided to go that route. I would certainly give it a chance because I'm open to new interpretations of the line. But I
doesn't
don't
sound
think it would work.
Gripping.
Yeah.
The main discussion that there has been a little thought thinking about was redesigning the minifigure to work within the Bionicle constraints and be more poseable. Which is an interesting question to ask, because nowadays we're in an era where, like, Mega Bloks figures run rampant, and people love those. They've bolstered Mega Bloks. But I was curious, mainly for the people that weren't on last week's podcast, what do you think?
I think it's such
idea?
An obvious no that I can't believe it was even suggested, to be honest.
Wow!
It completely subverts the entire point of making it a system theme entirely. What were you saying, Purple?
I feel like they wouldn't use minifigures. They'd probably, like, come up with some, like, completely other thing rather than, like, change the minifigures themselves.
Well,
like, how they did with Friends.
That's mainly
the Lego Friends
doll? That's the thinking process, is that, like, the same way did the Friends dolls, they would do, like, a new type of figure. It wouldn't
be
a
minifigure. Yeah, like, I could definitely see that, because I feel like it'd be awkward to have, like, minifigures with, like, a giant mask or whatever.
Yeah.
But... I'd still be curious to know how they do it.
I don't think it'd be awkward at all, but also I don't see Friends as a very good comparison because that's trying to push towards a different market.
Well, they're trying to capture the construction market.
Friends?
No, I'm saying that this would be, the hypothetical G3 would be trying to capture
the construction market?
Well, I mean, the people don't like
What are you talking about? Bionicle failed twice. There is no construction market.
Why you gotta be so blunt?
there is some construction market out there that they would want to
bring
back.
But obviously not enough to keep the line sustained.
No, definitely not. But I feel like they would want to, like,
why would
reach,
they
like a
middle ground. Why would they bother trying to capture them? At the very least, what they would do, what I suggest they would do, is include, like, some construction sets that aren't the main focus of the line in its entirety. Like, 6 Toa sets that could be, like, collector's edition sets or something, or the Chima style where they're just like extra forms or something separate.
So
but those are
like
extra.
Star Wars were
those are supplemental sets. Those are not
kinda,
the
yeah,
core
exactly.
sets.
Supplemental.
Yeah, exactly. Those would be supplemental sets. That's how I could see them implementing construction into the line. But I do not think that the solution is to redesign the minifigure for it. I don't think it's ever worked in LEGO's favor ever. Where when it comes to Hero Factory. I mean, those minifigures were terrible. They were on the right idea. They were on the right idea. They just did not pull it off that great. And I don't think. I mean,
those minifigures are fine.
Yeah, they were okay. But like, I think Kahi has a point. Where like last episode, he was mentioning how like the robot minifigures, you don't really care about them as much, right? You don't really want them as much. And I think that's a valid point. I agree with that point. I just don't think the solution to that point is to completely make a new minifigure design specifically for these characters, because I don't think that's the way to go about this if we're trying to make this a system theme, when the whole point is to obviously construction isn't working, so let's make it a system theme because system is working, to then go around and redesign a core fundamental aspect of system sets. It's like one step forward, two steps back. I don't think you should redesign the minifigure. I feel like the minifigure works. I feel like you can still do Bionicle characters with minifigures as they are right now. I don't I don't know why we need to make them look like they have robotic limbs when we can just do that through printing.
You know, all right, here's what I would... I would like to have this contest eventually one day where we, like, try to see if people can make a Lego, like, a Bionicle minifigure.
I'm working on it.
Because part of the thing, Var, is that, like, I'm not going to... When I suggested the idea last night, it was just kind of like as a spitballing thing. I'm not married to the idea of you have to create a new minifigure. I'm just not sure what a Bionicle minifigure would look like, and if it would be, like, if I would consider it worth buying, or if other people consider it worth buying, you know?
I think the perfect example for a line that could easily handle making Bionicle minifigures is a line that we already have right now, and that line is Nexonites. Just look at the way the Nexonites minifigures are designed, and just imagine that in a Bionicle setting. And I think it would absolutely work. I'll post an example right now, actually. They already have the body types that the Bionicle characters had from 2015. With the big
colors. Shoulder armor. I forgot about that.
Yes, shoulder armor, add-ons, helmets, and the extra like upper body clip-on they added to that one character to make him look bigger.
Axel will be a great one. You
can do this for a Bionicle. You don't need to make them look like robots when you can use the printing to do that. And you can add on extra armor. And the helmets, we've already had masks before. That's the one thing the Hero Factory minifigures actually did pretty well. So just take that from the Hero Factory ones and add it to these minifigure body styles.
What I love about the Nexonite's helmets is that they can flip up and down. Like, that's one of my favorite elements. You have them up in that, like, in that picture, but then you can also flip them down, like, in battle mode. So it could be kind of like HF did in the show, where you have, like, masks that can, like, pop up partway to show, like, the facial expressions and then fold down.
Yeah, and, I mean, you can do that, or you could not do that. It depends, yeah. I mean, there's enough flexibility to go both routes. And, I mean, we already have a lot of character in the weapons that they're carrying, too, for Nexonites as well. Like, even in this shot that I posted, there's a lot of different examples of weapons that would absolutely fit the Toa. Swords, crossbows, shields, all that stuff we could use for the Toa as well. And you can give them vehicles, you can give them horses, you can give them Rahi to ride. By the way, the Rahi suggestion from last episode was a great one. Everybody is focusing on, well, LEGO wants to do these play sets in a box, these action themes. They're going to want to put, like, Tahu's Furno bike in it, and it's like, or we could just give them Rahi, as we've had before. Yeah.
I think I like that so was that was when I suggested that, I was like, this is the obvious thing that we should do. Everyone's thinking to do vehicles. Just include Rahi. That's
include
what 2001
beasts,
was like.
Monsters, That's monsters, an obvious one. True. It should have been obvious, but like I didn't think of it, so you thought of it, and it was really good. It was a great suggestion.
What the heck?
I don't really care who thought of it. I'm just saying it's a good suggestion.
Idea.
Okay, whatever. The Rahi is such a no-brainer solution to that problem, I think. And once that was mentioned in the podcast, my eyes were opened. And I feel like with Rahis, with structures, you got a fantastic system theme here.
Well, one thing that I found after recording last week's podcast, I included it in the video of the podcast, but we didn't speak about it, was a post from June by DarkNova3529 on our message board who made an example Bionicle system set completely unrelated to this discussion, and he had, like, brick-built system loss. And I was like, this works better than actual loss.
Than actual loss.
He has more posability
in
the system scale than in the construction one. This is the kind of thing that people can do. Like, this works. You can make cool creatures like this in that formula using mixel joints and other stuff.
It works, and not only does it work, but the entire concept of the set piece is really, really good. Imagine if LEGO was behind this, and they were actually able to design the structure and these characters. Think about how much more impressive it could be with an actual company behind it.
I'm kind of tempted to try and make, like, my own version on LDD or whatever.
Do it. Mm-hmm. Agree.
Cool.
I feel like all the people that don't think Bionicle could work as a system theme are very, very
narrow-minded.
They're not quite thinking outside of the box.
They're also thinking of, like, Bionicle back in 2005. That's a huge thing where you're like, oh, we don't want to get these sets again. And it's like, well, LEGO has improved so much since 2005. I'm looking at the Nexonites thing now, and I think you are right, Var. Like, I haven't gotten any of those sets myself, so I haven't had the minifigures to look at.
The Nexonites minifigures are perfect. They're really well done.
They do really work with the.
They even include a smaller version that we could use for Matoran too.
Aww.
Yeah.
So there is a precedent there for Nexonites that can easily be adapted into Bionicle.
Totally right. That would work well.
Man, you know, if they're able to actually get the whole shorter, like, refine that just a little bit.
Exactly. Just refine it a bit, and it could work.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I can see that working for Matoran as well. Matoran is going to be my next one, the next thing I was going to say. And it's better, too, because I feel like the size difference between the Toe and Matoran and the original Bionicle was so drastically different. I felt like it kind of, like...
Well, I mean, it changed over time. Like, it was really, really... apparent in 2001, but then the Matoran started getting bigger.
Yeah, like up until 2009, where they were like a quarter of their size, if not bigger.
How about you go shut up, Messi?
One quarter.
Okay, if there is one thing, if there is one thing they should redesign with more poseability, it's definitely the big figs.
Yeah,
the big figs do need to like to have some sort of redesign come in the future. I'm tired of the big figs. I absolutely hate them, honestly.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point where I don't want to see a bigger character be adapted into Lego form because they're going to be a big fig. Like Thanos. I am not looking forward to Thanos being in Infinity War sets at all because he's going to be a big fig, and I hate big figs. They're useless.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Axel is one of the best things to come out of Nexo Knights.
Axel's a really cool minifigure. He's really creative, and he's just a great example of the things that you can do with minifigures if you're a little creative. Really works. I mean, just imagine, I don't know her name, the red, like...
Macy.
Imagine her with a black cape, like Jestro's black cape, a shield, a sword, and a phoenix behind her with a mask from top, like a howl on. And there you go. You already have that Knight Tahu concept that we got in the concept art.
True. LJ, can I violate the rule against not mentioning Bragonical entries? Because there's a good point that can be made there.
That's why I posted it. Go ahead, just this once. This is not an official endorsement.
I wasn't even going to talk about what you posted. In multiple entries, people have been using Toa and Matoran. I'm referring, Varva's mentioning that all you got to do to tweak it, you have to give like a phoenix motif and stuff. Not an official endorsement. There was an entry that actually has a Unity mechanic. They've managed to make the Unity mechanic work in a system set. And here it is, and this is just the kind of possibilities. It's not the most elegant in the world, minifigure design, whatever, that you can obviously build upon it, but you've got a little brick-built phoenix kind of creation.
Yeah, and then keep in mind that this guy is working with pre-existing elements, too. Exactly. You've got a company that can make new elements if they want to, so it's possible. It's very much viable.
And it can clip onto the Toa's back, and boom, there's the 2016 experience. You got it. It's made. So all you got to do for this formula... You just have to tweak it a little bit.
I'm gonna buy some Nexo Knight sets today.
Do it.
I'm gonna go and see if I can buy
some. Do it. Nexo Knight sets are really, really well done, and the minifigures are spectacular.
Yeah, I wanna get one with Axel. I might get his ultimate battle thing or like.
Here's the thing. A lot of people, obviously, they prioritize the actual action figure aspect of Bionicle Law, because it's all Bionicle was for the longest time. As far as a set basis, is that it was just an action figure. So moving on to something like a system theme. That is obviously replaced with bigger, grander scale scenery or environments or monsters and vehicles to interact with. That makes sense. The actual thing that we gravitated towards, the figures themselves, have been scaled down to a minifigure. So there's a lot of pushback towards that concept because it's very different than the status quo that we've had before. But... with that said, it still opens up a lot of possibilities. If you are a fan of Bionicle and you really enjoy the world building, the story, and the atmosphere, I just cannot comprehend how you would not be in favor of a system theme, because that kind of set prioritizes everything that you love about Bionicle more so than Constraction does.
You can't get any world building out of Constraction.
You can't get world building through Constraction. The only way that they can give it to us is through their books and their online stories, all of which they have bombed incredibly at every step of the game.
Books don't sell as much anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Kids are on their kids. You know, they watch TV now more than ever. They watch TV.
Yeah.
And I understand Netflix. If the sets are your core of Bionicle, because then it makes more sense why you would not like them as a set, like a system theme, because the action figure part was the part that you gravitated towards, which is why the solution to me would be to combine the two and just have Constraction sets as a collector's thing or as a side thing or a supplemental thing rather than the core thing, but then have the core story elements be told through their system sets. And to me, that's an easy solution.
I feel like, especially with like Bionicle, it's a thing where like everyone loves a Toa. I feel like the Toa are the sets that sell the most. And then like the villains, they
That's
especially
the
with D2.
Everyone buys the Toa, but no one buys anything else.
Right.
So why waste the resources on those stupid skull sets that no one liked when you can instead make a really, really cool system theme or system set? Yeah. In fact, we don't even need a whole line of sets. Honestly, if G2 came out and all we got was the 2015 Toa sets, right? And then instead of villain sets, we got a Temple of Air Jitsu, but for Bionicle. Just a Temple of Air Jitsu and then six Toa sets. That would have been freaking awesome.
Man,
I would have loved it. I know there are people. There have been people that would be disappointed that they don't have anyone to fight their Toa. But I mean, we've got plenty of construction pieces to work with, and that's the whole point of mocking.
Yeah.
And with official villains in said system sets, you already have a precedent set, so just mock that set.
I am in total agreement there. The only challenge with introducing construction sets in general would be in order to truly sell the point home, because multiple themes now have had construction as like a supplemental thing, and it hasn't really caught on because they don't do anything in the story. You need to like find a justification for them to like be in the story in some kind. Which is why I was really adamant about the whole humans versus mechs and the giant monster robots deal, because that could integrate everything. But I don't know.
I mean, I feel like Vavar's saying might actually work. As long as you have a good base face design for the minifigure, you know, and then you have the Kanohi on top of it, I feel like it really can work. It can make you identify with that a bit more.
Exactly, and you like, can like, in if let's say we did decide to go the route of flipping up the mask, like Meso, you suggested, you can then customize that face a little bit to give more personality to it, make it funnier.
Right. Different eyes, different expressions, that kind of thing. I definitely think that's something worth looking into. We spent a lot of time kind of like going around, like we decided initially early on we're going to be system and construction in the same way that you described, and now we're kind of like finally getting there to that point. So. Yeah. That we should think about we've had several weeks to think about it. Let's go back and revisit the whole world building thing. Let's see what our story's supposed to be and like build that going forward for the next episode. So if you guys are listening in, you know, stay tuned for that. Next episode we're going to be actually trying to pitch around and form ideas for what this story should
are you
gonna
do another poll, Kai? Are you done?
I want to do some more polls. I just don't know what we're gonna do for this next week, because this next week's gonna be dependent on us. We might have a poll like what the audience think, which pitch is better and what they like about each pitch, possibly, if we have multiple people pitching ideas. So that might be a thing. I don't know. Like the last time we were gonna have a pitch discussion and no one did anything. So maybe it'll just be whoever like comes out the best thing.
And then maybe we'll have just crazy Bionicle news next week and we won't even get to it. Who knows?
Maybe.
Sure.
You know, with all that said, with the polls and everything, earlier we were talking about how the boards are broken because of an update. Just want to let everybody know I went ahead and fixed it during this podcast, so we're good.
Wow.
Yeah, I was watching you like update the thing in real time. It was really cool.
I was watching you.
Every step you take.
That's what the Undertaker said to John.
You're amazing.
And
Hot Topics aren't back yet, though, are they?
Nope, they're back.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Just, yeah.
Your best music.
Forget about Denmark. Hooray. Hail Var.
Hail
my guys.
Woohoo. Right.
You do that enough as is.
Last Hail call Var. For opinions on this spiel before we end. Feel free. Have the floor if you got anything to add.
I'm pretty happy.
No, I don't.
Hi.
I'm really happy that we had this discussion.
I'm glad.
It was so fruitful.
I'm very happy too. All right.
Yay.
We didn't even talk about fruit.
Strange name.
Basically,
we'll talk about fruit right now.
System works. You're limiting yourself by thinking it won't work. Basically, that's all I really have to say about it. Basically,
yeah, I'm down fair. For system.
I would open your horizons, everyone. Open yourself to the possibility.
Open.
Also,
your
if someone
mind.
Could make like a system Kininui, that'd be pretty boss. That'd be awesome.
Nah, don't make Kininui. Make anything but
automatic
Kininui.
Automatic winner.
Make the Temple of Time cooler.
Thank you, Mesa.
How about we don't try to sway the
I'm not trying to sway.
Entries or whatever.
I'm very happy with the entries. I just
I'm not trying to
sway. Always wanted to see that.
Wow.
Okay, we're done. We are done.
All right. So thank you all very much for watching TTV episode 230. Can you believe we're at 230? I can't.
No?
Yes. Actually, it's 1:40 where I am.
I can't believe it's not butter.
It's actually 1:39 where we are.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, listen.
If you're going to make that joke,
listen,
in 40 seconds, it's going to be 1:40.
Well,
so.
Guess what? The 40 seconds haven't passed yet, so you were wrong.
Ha, quick, before it happens, in the podcast.
The Vardarang controller laughed. Ha ha, you are wrong.
Wow. All right, well, thank you all very much. I would like to hear all of your thoughts on multiple different things. Do you agree with Kahi's logic that there can only be one core? Do you think multiple things can be the core?
I think we can replace the brain.
So are you right or are you wrong is what you're asking here.
Do you like the concept of System Bionicle? Would you be okay with a Bionicle movie with no sets? Do you want, like, humans and Bionicle or redesigned minifigures or mechs?
1:40!
Basically, we want to hear your opinions on things. That's really the gist of it. We want to help formulate this
discussion going forward.
Do not hesitate to share your wishes for a Bionicle reboot and explain why you think that way for the purpose of discussion. As far as we're concerned, we'll be back next week with another podcast, talking about whatever we can. But until then, thank you very much for watching, and stay tuned for more content in the future. I'm Mesa.
I'm Vardaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Venathan.
I'm Fweffy.
I'm Purplethan.
I'm Tenebrae Invictus.
And hello!
Can't really add any.
Are you thin or are you fat?
Wow. And goodbye, everybody. Yeah. We'll see y'all next week. Adios.
See you later.
See
ya.
Bye.
See you, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.